All right, man, what's the deal with everyone out there, man? Welcome to the Vibe. Welcome to the Vibe channel. Welcome to the first official Vibe podcast episode, man. And for those of you who don't know, man, what the Vibe is essentially a hub for everything that us, the Vibe members, deal with on a daily basis, such as anime, video games, sports, things of that nature, bro. And I ain't gonna lie, bro, I was excited to do this podcast, bro, just because we had so many conversations with and amongst each other, bro. I feel like some of y'all need to hear this, bro, so it's only right. But without further ado, bro, let's get right to it, man. I'm Choji, and I got the rest of the Vibe members with me, man.
Vibe Sage.
It's your guy, Vibe SDV. I'm lit for this one, the first official Vibe podcast. Let's get it.
Yeah, man, it's Vibe. So I guess the first topic we're gonna get into to get, you know, everybody familiar with everything. What's the anime or animes people are watching right now?
Be honest, I've been watching this anime called Solo Leveling.
The new John.
Lucky ain't talking to that.
The Wrong Way to Use Healing Magic. That came out a little wrong.
Yeah, I've been tapping into is it wrong to pick up girls in a dungeon?
Bro, somebody told me to watch that shit, bro.
Yeah, what that was? What's up with that, bro?
I think
give me the rundown on it,
bro. I tell it to y'all like this: it's the most generic, straightforward anime y'all gonna watch.
That's crazy.
Like think about generic things, like white hair main character, bunch of women on him, he gets strong really fast here. He came up from nothing. He lost an important family member. Like, literally every important anime trope you could think about is the most generic anime that you're going to see.
His story, he basically like the anime version of Hercules, bro. But he don't look like that nigga at all. You know what I mean? Like, He a demi for real. Like, he a demi guy, bro. Like, he not normal like the rest of the is in the show. That's all I can say.
That's tough, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't scroll past that bitch a couple times on Country Roll. Like,
it's an easy watch.
I still ain't tap into that.
But he is for sure, bro, all I can say is I'm about to get this tattoo though, real. But plot armor is such a godly thing.
It's a generic anime, bro.
Bro, plot armor make any bad anime so good. It's just people you don't want to see die, bro. And the artist won't let that happen. Just for you, bro. Just for you.
That's low.
What you watching, Chosen?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I've been watching this it's only two episodes out right now, bro. But this little anime called Windbreaker that just dropped, bro. Yeah, it's tough. I ain't gonna hold y'all, bro. It's like think Tokyo Revengers without the bullshit, bro. Like,
oh, I heard about that.
Say, bro. What you gonna say?
Tokyo Revengers fell off something crazy, bro. Like,
that's crazy.
I enjoy Tokyo Revengers.
Yeah, I did start watching it after like
because it started going back in time. Yeah,
so
bro,
many,
the time travel like, and all that. And the main character,
man,
bro,
I got lost in the sauce.
The main character is cooked, bro. Takamichi, bro, he cooked, bro. I ain't never seen a movie, bro. Nah, bro.
Last time I seen him, he was low key like damn near about to be big dog, or he was big dog.
I probably dropped it before that point, bro. Oh
man, you gotta
But look, peep Tokyo Revengers, and you got a hard ass MC though, not like Takamichi who gonna be whining and crying the whole first season and all that, bro. Cool. I'm like, bro, really? First episode really getting busy.
Got black and white hair, right?
Black and white hair, and he got like a gold eye, yeah, bro. And I ain't gonna say too much because it just came out. I don't want to spoil nothing, but like, Broden came to a town that's known for like gang fights and scrapping, bro, specifically to look for the scraps. Like, he's looking for smoke. You know what I mean? He's on pure demon time, bro. So it's like, it's up in that like high school gang fight like type genre, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro, kind of remind me like of them first couple episodes of Yusuke. Like, not the spirit hunter or the demon hunter Yusuke, you know what I mean? But like when he was like,
when he was in high school,
when he was when he was laying down the law on the high school,
and him and bro was beefing all the time.
Yeah, he kind of, the main character kind of remind me of Yusuke, bro, a little bit. But that's what I'm rocking with right now, bro. So yeah, shout out Windbreaker, bro. I'm tapped in.
For sure. Man, I ain't watching
them,
bro. I've been restarting Naruto.
So you have,
bro. Same,
yeah. Like from the jump?
From the jump.
Or from Shippuden?
I literally just started up, bro. From OG.
That's so crazy, because I've been thinking about doing the same thing.
Just fought Gaara, so you know, we passed that.
Bro, I was scrolling on, I was on Hulu the other day, bro, and I was like, man, it's time for a rewatch of Shippuden, bro. And I was like,
it's time.
Yeah, I might as well go ahead and start from OG, you feel me? Just, man, all the way through. Shout out to the GOAT.
Man. I literally told my girl, like, bro, we about to watch Naruto from the jump, all 800, bro.
Yeah, bro, I'm low key holding out on that last season. I mean, that last episode of Attack on Titan.
You still ain't seen it?
You know, I haven't seen it either.
I'm waiting.
Oh, no, nah, y'all boys tweaking. Right time, I ain't gonna lie, bro.
What you say?
Let's stop watching it. Hey, let me tell y'all. Let me tell y'all when I stopped watching Attack on Titan,
bro. I'm listening, bro.
Before them niggas even left.
Really?
Once they got to the water, bro. I was done after that.
He said I was satisfied.
Why you drop it though?
That's all I needed.
Why drop it?
Yeah.
It wasn't nothing left to see, bro. My nigga died. Bro, my nigga went and, bro, after he gave that speech, bro, it was nothing that I wanted to watch after that, bro.
You talking about Erwin, yeah.
Yes, bro. That nigga gave it. Bro, my nigga Levi went crazy, and then it was just nothing left to watch, bro.
I think that speech might be top five.
So much more though.
Ain't nothing but
you said I didn't see enough.
That speech top five though.
I didn't see enough.
Attack on Titan.
That speech, bro, and I was like, they killed this man off, bro. He was one of the first niggas to die too. I was so hurt.
Hey, bro, but he passed the torch to somebody who deserved it, bro.
It wasn't his time to pass the torch, bro.
What you
deserved it.
It wasn't his time.
Army,
you
hold up now. Let's not get to saying too much, because Sage do need to go and watch it regardless.
You think to watch that shit, bro? Armin deserved to take the torch, bro, to, like,
over Erwin. Erwin was supposed to get that serum, bro. All right, now just because Armin was cool, you know how they say it ain't what you know, it's who you know. That's where, that's you feel me? That's where Armin get in at, bro. That's where he
so
get in
part
at.
So it's Armin, bro, just because he cool
with, just because he cool with the right things, bro. That's where they was like, we going to look out for our man.
So Think about this. Throughout the whole time, people was fighting, bro. Armin low-key was in the background making up the plays whole time. Just sitting in the back, chilling, sitting in the cut. We going to make this play right here. Everybody listen to Armin the whole time. Erwin even looked at him like, bro, you been doing your shit for real. Pass the torch right there. He was like, man,
he could have, look, bro. It was another person that could have did his job, bro.
Because it was like, bro, ain't none of these niggas about to go ride to their death unless they riding with me.
Man, but that's so crazy that you just brought all these niggas there to kill themselves.
That's not even what happened, bro. That wasn't the plan for them to do that, bro. That wasn't supposed to happen.
Dog asked Erwin. He was like, so you're just telling us
it was because when they got there, bro, they literally got there and it was just like, oh shit. Like, this is the town that they said was back this way. Them niggas went into the deserted town. And then as they started to go back, them niggas got caught up by the Beast Titan and all his homies. that nigga started sending niggas that way. He was throwing rocks, crushing rocks. They was like, bro, we not getting out of this shit.
No, he sent all them niggas.
And everyone said, I know we not getting all of this shit, so we all about to die.
Then the niggas turned on him.
Y'all, let's bro, go die.
Blind dude and his homie, the Colossal Titan, both of them turned on him. And they got beat up. They both got beat up. They lost their powers.
They tell the Skyfall Brit what it is when they join up, though, bro. They like, hey, bro, the chances of you you surviving this little era that you're going through, bro, is slim to none, bro. So it wasn't even like they was like, oh, it ain't like, oh, we suicide, niggas. Like, niggas knew what time it was, bro.
Nah, bro. Nah, not something.
Hey, you heard what he said, bro.
They knew.
I did, bro. They knew. A great speech, bro. I damn near was inspired.
You was gonna do the same thing, bro.
If I was there, I would have been dead.
Sure.
All I'm gonna say.
All right, bro. Let's get into the first topic of the day, though, bro. Let's hit it off with the first topic of the day, bro. What's the most underrated slash slept on character in anime? What y'all think?
That's tough. I've been thinking about that for a minute.
Underrated character?
Yeah.
Underrated character. Man, that is a crazy ass question.
You feel me? I don't even know if I got a good answer for it. I've been thinking about that for a minute.
Most underrated.
What's my nigga name? What's his dog name from the slime show? That slime show?
Is he
underrated or slept on?
Bro, he.
I can say this though.
Like for a slime, bro. Like,
bro, he damn near just a walking god.
What's his name?
Rimuru.
From reincarnated as a slime.
Yeah.
Bro, he literally like he can't be beaten by anything because he can just consume it.
Mm-hmm.
No, for bro, is he really underrated or slept on?
Because wasn't he supposed to be like he's top of his verse?
Literally. And to be personal with, I haven't heard anybody that actually seen the show talk down. Everybody that I know that seen the show liked the show for Rimuru.
Yeah, because he's the homie. he's the homie. Nah, look, like,
that's what I'm saying, though. Like,
he's the homie. Like,
I say Mob Psycho.
Mob
Psycho.
The main character?
The main
underrated?
Underrated as hell.
I don't know, bro.
He'll never get his love, bro.
Are you talking about in his verse or just like from the anime community, bro?
From the anime community.
I think he's right where he's supposed to be, bro, because you gotta think about it like Mob. He trying to be as normal as that's all he want. He don't care about his powers, but he know he can work. Everybody know that he can. He just don't want to use, and he trying to live as normal as possible without him. But like, he ain't got no choice but to, you know, exercise them boys sometimes. Mom, not
I think my answer would be Cole Geass.
Leelock?
Yeah, I feel like that anime as a whole should get more love.
What is
it? Lelouch.
Lelouch.
Cole Geass. No, Lelouch took over the world, didn't
it? No, I'm saying like the anime is like really good.
Oh, yeah.
And it's an older anime, you feel me? Like, it's not like it's new or nothing.
Yeah.
That's a really good anime. And Lelouch is a really good character that I feel like should get more love from the community than I think the anime or Lelouch himself get.
Yeah, P, who you think is underrated?
That's tough. Underrated, I could go a lot of niggas, bro, right? You feel me? But if we talking about just a nigga who don't really get, you know what I mean? Who don't really get the shine he really supposed to get, this shit gonna sound cliche, bro. Because we was just talking about this shit. I gotta call my nigga Kakashi, bro.
What? Kakashi was the most loved anime character.
I don't think niggas really understand, bro. I don't think niggas really understand, bro, how good
Kakashi is. One of the most popular and loved anime characters.
So. I'm talking about as a, hear me out, though.
Became a Hokage on mistake.
Hear me out, though. From the sensei perspective, bro, I think he one of the top tier senseis in anime, bro.
Wait, why you say that?
Because look at his students, bro.
All them niggas came up. You and that was not because of him, bro.
Not betrayed the village.
Hold on. Let's say he say it.
Huh?
Say what you were saying, bro, because you was on the right path.
Nigga that betrayed the village.
Uh-huh.
A nigga who didn't even like, he didn't even want to Kakashi didn't train Naruto for. Let's get that in order. He never wanted to train this nigga Naruto ever, bro. Like, he had no interest. It was
how you figure that?
Sakura was there, huh?
How did I figure this? Yeah.
What happened during the tuning exams
that gave you the impression he didn't want to train Naruto?
Kakashi
knows how to do the Rasengan. He could have taught them both how to do a hand move, bro. They both could have been learning that. He could have been learning Chidori, and he could have been learning the Rasengan. It would have all been going.
But Naruto was training with the
player. Because let Choji answer that. Why didn't you teach him the Rasengan?
Why would Kakashi teach him the Rasengan?
What you mean? Why not?
Why didn't he teach him the Rasengan?
This takes us back to the conversation we was having the other day. When is it canonically stated that Itachi learned the Rasengan?
Kakashi.
Huh?
Kakashi.
That was in Shippuden after Naruto had already learned it. When did Kakashi learn?
We're assuming he just knew it this entire time.
Hey, soon as we found out who Kakashi was, he was a nigga who copied 1,000 jutsu. What makes you think out of those 1,000 jutsu, it ain't the Rasengan in that bitch?
Exactly. So who would he have copied it
from?
Who would he have copied it from?
My teacher.
Who would have copied it from? Minato.
He was there, bro.
He had a Sharingan at that time.
He had a Sharingan with Minato new Rasengan.
So, right. Hold on. Because this is what I've been waiting for. So, he knew Chidori before he had his Sharingan, right?
Hold on. Don't try to switch it up.
No, this is what I've been waiting for. But he had already knew Chidori before. So I'm trying to figure out how you're switching the topic.
All we trying to do is answer this question that we don't understand. Why you asking it? Why do you keep asking when did he learn the Rasengan? Do you really think he learned the Rasengan in the time skip?
Well, we under an assumption, bro, that he just knew it this whole time and it was never stated when he learned how to do it or when he copied it.
Let's talk about a different topic. All we talking about right now was when he showed him that Rasengan, bro.
That was in Shippuden. He could have copied the Rasengan from Naruto.
Wow, that's crazy. He went through three generations. How is that crazy?
Why did he copy the Rasengan from Naruto?
Because he seen him using that bitch. Just like he would have seen any other nigga using it.
Nobody else using it?
I'm saying, he could have seen anybody else using it. He could have seen Naruto using it and be like, all right, copy.
So he wouldn't do that with Jiraiya or Minato.
I'm saying he's known to know.
After Minato sat there and told him, like, look, man, I got this bitch because I thought it was about the tail beast, but
all right,
like,
you know what? So let's say he copied it from Minato.
Okay.
Y'all right. Okay. That just gave me an answer to my question that we was talking about the other day. So I don't really got nothing else to say.
Well, okay, but you going off topic.
I don't care about the topic. As long as I'm right, I don't care about the topic.
What you mean you don't care about the topic? We talking about, you said that Kakashi was slept on, but he didn't even train Naruto.
I think he slept on, just off the disrespect.
Okay, but hold on, I'm trying to reel you back in because you done went to a couple days ago.
I gotta prove myself right. You feel me? Regardless of when it was, bro.
Is we even keeping this in the podcast?
I just said the most underrated character, in my opinion, is Kakashi. Y'all threw out a bunch of disrespect on his name.
This whole little spiel that you just felt the need to go on for.
I'm not disrespecting. I'm not trying to disrespect on his name, though.
Y'all literally just threw a bunch of smut on dog name as soon as I said Kakashi.
All I said.
Y'all literally been sputting Kakashi name for the last 10 minutes.
All he said was that he didn't train Naruto.
His favorite student betrayed the village.
He didn't train Naruto.
He didn't. That's what Brian said.
That's what we're trying to talk about.
That's not right. That's not true. That's not true.
What did he train when Naruto?
He taught him how to do Rasen Shuriken. How to control chakra nature. What are you talking about? Rasen Shuriken? He didn't train Naruto?
Bro.
All right.
Listen to me. Naruto has been under his wing since he was 12. The nigga was what, 17 by the time? Did he train him or did he not train him? Listen to me. Listen to me.
I just listened to you tell me he didn't train Naruto.
This man taught Sasuke how to change his chakra nature before Sasuke went and trained everybody.
And years before he taught Naruto.
Didn't teach Naruto none of that entire time. But when it came time for him to meet a bigger Rasengan, he like, bro, you know what? You never got to change your chakra nature, did you? Let me show you some.
Literally, that's what that nigga means.
I ain't been around you in a minute. Let me show you. Yeah, I've been chilling, dog. I've been reading these books, man. Jiraiya been sending me these books. I've been chilling.
So did he train him or did he not train him?
He left him with what's dog with the eyes? What's bro with the eyes?
You tell me.
What you talking about?
Yamato.
He left him with Yamato.
So did Kakashi train
Yamato
him?
Yamato was also there for the Rasen Shuriken training.
Did Kakashi train Naruto? Yes or no? Is what I'm trying to figure out.
Yamato did.
Okay.
Kakashi told him what he had to do to, you know.
It's already slated. Kakashi did not train Naruto. It's already slated. I don't need to hear nothing else.
I do need to ask this though. What basis are we saying that he trained him though?
No. He didn't train. Like, period. Nothing else to talk about.
Okay. Now don't bring this shit up 3 days from now talking about something.
What you say?
Said what?
You just said
him how to walk up.
Okay, that's not chakra control.
Okay. That was good for Kakashi, man. That was a real good one. Great ass teacher.
The most hype anime that people can't fuck with, that you can't fuck with.
So it's just like an anime that I personally can't fuck with. That's just like everybody. Like,
I already know what mine is.
Hype ass anime, but you just can't fuck with it.
Bad in terms.
Yours is basically Attack on Titan.
It's not many anime that I won't watch.
What's the anime you feel is overhyped then?
Overhyped? I don't know. That's a good one.
Mine's is Black Clover, bro. I ain't gonna hold y'all, bro.
Why you doing that?
Black Clover. Yeah, it's not. To me, bro, that shit is not it, bro.
Now, hold up. We had a whole conversation in the group chat about this.
I sent you some pictures,
and then you went back and watched it. And you said, "Okay, it's better than what I thought."
Now let me tell you why I said that. There is one fight in Black Clover, right? It's when Asta and Yuno fight that devil nigga or the demon nigga, right? That fight was done like that was beautiful, right? That was hard, bro. Mm-hmm. On top of like maybe two or three other fight scenes, bro. Wizard King and the Light nigga. What's his name? Lich or some shit like that, or the Light.
Licked. Yeah, it's like licked.
That was all right. That was doable, right? I could fuck with that. Everything else is like, bro, it ain't it to me, bro. It ain't for me, bro. I don't like the characters. The characters don't really stick out to me. The story, the plot don't really stick out to me.
What about the captain though?
Yami?
Black clothes. Yami.
I fuck with Yami. He's just a cool, regular, standard, shonen like type nigga, bro. Like, but he don't do nothing that's really like, you know what I mean? He don't do nothing to stick out. You feel me? Like,
oh, that's tough.
He had that first fight against the beast niggas or whatever, bro. And you know what I'm saying? After that, I ain't really see the nigga do too much, bro. Like,
the dimension slash, bro.
He's supposed to be able to use that bitch, but like when shit really hit the fan, I didn't see that nigga when they was fighting the demons or the light. I forgot what the little organization was called, bro. Like after they even killed the Wizard King and shit, or
Midnight Sun.
Yeah, Yeah, bro. Like I said, bro, it ain't the story, the plot don't stick out to me, bro. A lot of the characters are there for no reason, bro. It's a couple cool characters, but like a lot of the cast is just there for no reason, bro. Like the baseball bat nigga, I'm cool on him. The nigga with the electric arms, he had a moment early on, but as the series went on, nigga wasn't on nothing for real. I hate how they try to push the water princess bitch, whatever they try to push her down her throat. Yeah, like you know what I mean? It's kind of, I get Sakura vibes from her, bro. Like she's steady trying to prove herself the whole series since I've been watching, bro. She's been trying to prove herself over and over. Like I'm cool on that, man. That's just me though.
It's
like,
so crazy.
I know it's a lot of niggas fuck with Black Clover. It's just ain't for me.
You gotta think about it like this though. We been watching anime for and we older now, we already understand the plot of what anime is supposed to bring whatever the genre tells us it is when they show us in the description. When like they making this stuff for younger people that's like just getting interested into it, you know what I mean? That this is going to be their generation's like you know One Piece or Naruto shows to them. You know what I mean? Because those was our shows.
And that's probably why I just think, like I said, it ain't for me. Because I can't get into it, bro.
I do agree with that
point. And when I watch it, let me put it to y'all like this. When I'm watching Black Clover, it's like I'm forcing myself to watch Black Clover just so I can say, like, I gave it a shot. But it ain't nothing in me that's like, damn, I can't wait to watch the next Black Clover episode. You know what I mean? I never got that feeling from it where it was like, oh, man, let me really see. You feel me? Like, it's just I'm forcing myself to watch it just to say like I gave it a fair shot. It's one of those animes for me, but that's my anime that's hyped that I can't. I mean, I ain't gonna say it's a hype because I mean, if a lot of people say it's good, it must be good. But me personally, I just can't. I can't get into it. I can't fuck with it like that.
It is a little controversial because Mike feel the same way.
I mean, I don't. It's not really. It's not too many like. Anime.
So got the same opinion about Black Clover and he will die on that hill.
Don't do it, bro. Don't grab you.
Would you calling it mid, bro? We put it in the mid tier.
High tier mid, bro.
You say high tier mid? Nah, I'm not gonna put it on the same scale as Demon Slayer.
I don't think it's as good as Demon Slayer.
I get what you're saying about Demon Slayer. I get what you're saying, but if Demon Slayer high tier mid, then I'm putting Black Clover on like mid to low tier mid.
I don't know.
It just can't. It ain't on the same scale as Demon Slayer.
What's tough?
I just feel like they in reverse for me. Like Demon Slayer started off so good and just fell off, and I feel like Black Clover, like what Tuku talked about, when you get to that Eye of the Midnight Sun arc, that arc is really good. And then from there, like he was saying, they got a couple of pointless people in the show for sure up until that point, because Asta just smack everybody with anti-magic. You really only see like the captains and the Wizard King really doing stuff, but they are at a point now, once you get past that arc where everybody went to go train in another magical nation, a Heart Kingdom, and they all come up in like realistic ways. It wasn't just like a bunch of, oh, let's throw this power on this person to make them look cool, and this person, like, they all came up in cool ways that align with the character that we know, as it's been shown in the anime. So I really like where Black Clover is going. For me, Demon Slayer started off hard with the first season in the movie, then the Entertainment District was hard, but this last season was just like, I wasn't with it.
Demon Slayer is just, that shit started, and it's a start and like the show is, it just went too fast, bro. Show is,
I agree with that.
That's all it is. I don't think that is
fast enough.
Bro, but the manga, no, the manga, like I'm saying, like, the manga
about his little sister was crazy,
like, that shit is already completed. Like, we are, if you know what's gonna happen at the end, then you know what's gonna happen at the end. Everybody who knows it now, like, so with Demon Slayer, people is just waiting for the animation dropping.
Yeah, the animation hard.
I think the only thing, the only problem niggas really got with Demon Slayer is like kind of like the fatigue aspect, where like the last three arcs have been like pretty much the exact same shit, where you know, season start, they go to a new place or location or whatever, they happen to have a Hashira with them, upper moon, or you know what I'm saying, lower moon demon come out, they fight the nigga. In the story, and that's they been like the last couple arcs type shit. So I think the problem with I think it's more so just like repetitive fatigue with Demon Slayer, because we kind of want to get, all right, let's start getting more into the actual nitty gritty, that these niggas just fighting these, all right, lower moon, this Hashira died, this one retired. It's kind of like they repeating the cycle for like the last three seasons straight. So
you feel me? That's how I felt about like the Entertainment District. It was just like the fight was beautiful, it was amazing, the animation was great, but I'm just like, as far as story, all they did was pull up in the Entertainment District and fight.
Entertainment District was hard though, like,
but it was the fight that made it hard. They didn't the part where they tried, you remember when they tried to give the backstory to the brother and the sister, that shit didn't draw me in. Like,
none of the demon backstory, and they always drop the backstory for the demons, and we don't have no remorse for them niggas, bro. It's never gonna be a point where we like, damn, bro, like, why that nigga had to go?
They be milking it, bro.
Nigga grew up hard.
Like, man, we don't care about those niggas being
it's not even the fact that we don't care, it's when they do it, it's not like it's ever done good. They just kind of throw it in there right before they die, like, oh, but this, he did have a little bit of humanity once upon a time. Like, okay, the backstory that you're giving me, not really all that, is nothing unique. It ain't nothing that I ain't seen.
You didn't even start the episode off with this nigga backstory. Why do I even feel it? How could I feel it?
You feel me? Like, when they throw it in and how they doing it, not even good enough to me to somewhat care. It's not even a good way of doing it. They just kind of throw it in there and then bro die, and then we move on. The fights is good. I mean, the animation is top tier. The animation is carrying the show.
Look, they had that chance, bro.
Leg and then jumps 50 feet in the air to slice off a demon neck.
Look, bro, they had their chance, bro. Because let me tell you, bro, at the end of season 3, like, this one, I thought what Demon season? Slayer what was the most recent one, bro. That Nezuko pack was going to hit so hard, bro. If Nezuko would have really been dead, bro, that would have made it so much more like,
I would have gave them props for that.
That split 5 seconds where they was like, oh, Nezuko gone type shit. Like, I'm like, oh, now they on to something. Like, now they really cooking, bro. And then by the end of the episode, she pop up.
Crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's up now. You feel me? Like, Nezuko pack in the air. We getting somewhere, bro. Like, that was their chance to really, like, grab me. And I know they
crazy. I might have to watch that.
And I'm like, oh, you ain't seen it yet?
No, I ain't seen it, bro. I quit. I stopped watching it. I was, hey, my fault. I thought we, I was, I really don't like Demon Slayer.
right.
But I'm gonna watch it, of course, bro. Just that's just the anime nigga in me, but like I'm not really on to it, bro.
But she don't die. She don't die, and then they just randomly throw out there like, "Oh, she the chosen demon that can walk in the sun."
They played like, it for like 5 minutes where it was like she dead, and then you know what I'm saying? Like everything was like, "Oh shit!" Like, all right, we really locked into this shit now. Then, but by the end of the episode, she popped up and she was like, "Oh, retcon." You know what I'm saying? Like. Chosen ultimate demon can survive the sun. Like, all right, bro. That's when I kind of like. That's when I stuck the fork in Demon Slayer, bro. Yeah, that's why I stuck the fork in Demon Slayer, bro.
I'm like, y'all could have did a little bit of foreshadowing or something. We just, I guess it's just convenient that the main character, little sister, is now the person who Muzan is going to be chasing after. Thanks a lot, bro.
Or if she would have stayed a pack for like at least until like the they could have waited to like the next season or something, bro, to bring her back. Or just let us, you know what I'm saying, soak that in for a little bit, bro. Where it's like, oh shit, stakes on the line, niggas really dying outside of the Hashira, like you feel me? But they just was like, fuck it. 5 minutes later, she back on her feet. I'm like, oh my. And they did a whole big thing about it too, though, because you know when niggas die in the anime, bro, like all the flashbacks start playing, the music start playing, like. You know what I'm saying? They did a whole big thing. Like, she was really dead. They
literally played that shit so beautiful.
Next thing you know, she was right back at it.
You hate to see it, bro.
But that's why I'm saying, for me, Black Clover, they the same to me. Because Black Clover kind of start off light. Like, Tuga was saying, the story don't really grab you, and it's a lot of shit that you done seen before. But it really become its own show later on. So what's your answer? Hyped anime that you can't fuck with?
I would have to go with Black Clover, bro. I mean, I'm trying to think of something else, honestly, but that's the only thing that's coming to my head right now.
What's your reason for not fucking with Black Clover, bro?
Bro, I just feel like they not doing nothing new with it, bro. Like, yeah, they. I don't fuck with Asta, bro. Let me just keep it real. Let me keep it a buck.
I feel that.
That nigga yelled too much.
Put it out there, bro.
Yeah, I ain't mad at you. Yelled
too much, bro. He just sit there, and then his power is so simple, and then niggas just be so shocked. Like, oh my God, I can't do nothing about it. Like, nigga, throw hands, bro. And you know what I'm saying? Like, this Asta is just, Asta be doing too much, bro.
Niggas right to my with the hands too, though. Like,
I'm not trying to hear that, bro.
Them niggas was using magic because they couldn't throw hands with.
I'm not trying to hear that shit, bro. This nigga just got the all power to not have magic and then have some magic to negate all magic. He just running through this bitch.
But it's crazy because they give you a actual good story to support why that is.
That's fine, bro.
Now it is deep in the anime. I will say that, but
yeah, I would never see it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like
Soul been saying that for a minute. He don't mess with Asta, bro.
Yeah, Asta just annoying, bro. He cool at what he do though, you know. Nigga Storm's ass too.
Come on now.
Okay.
I don't really got a like anime that's overhyped that don't like, to be honest. It's not really much out there.
I say another one, bro. Yeah. Another anime, a hyped anime, and I say there's nothing wrong with this anime, bro. That I can't fuck with is One Piece, bro.
Oh my God.
I can't fuck with One Piece, bro. We gotta say that for last.
Let me throw this out there.
Go ahead, bro.
Cause that's crazy. But I let me throw this out there. The anime, I was gonna say Demon Slayer, but we talked about it so much that I'ma just throw my number two out there, and it's Tokyo Ghoul.
You can't fuck with Tokyo Ghoul.
Once they got to the third
season. I can never get with Tokyo Ghoul.
The third season.
So look, what I found out was the third season is actually cold.
Negative.
It just don't start off good, bro.
Negative.
It don't start off good, but the third season
in its entirety.
Nah, I watched the third season week to week as it released.
It ain't. First season but
for
was
me,
peak.
It was like I.
Second season was.
See, people say that a lot. I don't even enjoy the first season that much. I only enjoy like the last couple episodes. Leading up to him getting tortured and him coming out of it, but still, to me, it just wasn't all. It was a good season, and then everything else was mid to me.
Tokyo Ghoul, low key, they low key flopped because they didn't take the direction they should have took. But
yeah,
they never promised land to us, bro.
Pretty much, yeah. They was promised Neverland before Promised Neverland, and that would Tokyo Ghoul would go up in that anime with potential before it.
Yeah,
because they definitely folded. They had a good run for a minute, bro. Like people was behind them, bro. And then like I was hyped when that season 3 was coming out, bro. People say the second season was ass, bro. I did not like the second season. I was cool with the second season, bro. I was cool with the second season at all.
The first season floated to the second season so good, bro. I was like, I fuck with it.
Let me tell you what fucked me up. The second season
was so dumb to me because it felt like he was just running around trying to, I guess, like find himself afterwards, and I guess like becoming King Kaneki and getting his ghoul mask and stuff. And then when they actually was about to get into the one good fight with him walking up to, bro, the season ended and we come back and he don't got his memory.
So that's what I was about to say, bro. What fucked me up, bro, the beginning of season 3 where that bitch turned on and it's this random nigga that's working with the ops now, bro, that's the detective.
Working with the ops.
And as a nigga who didn't read the manga, just watching the anime, bro, I was confused. I'm like, who is this nigga, bro? And then like a couple episodes in, it's like, this technically Kaneki, he don't have his memory. They don't explain how the nigga lost his memory. You know what I mean? You just left to guess, like, oh, that's supposed to be, why the fuck is Kaneki a detective? Like, all type of shit, bro. They don't explain it.
Bruh.
And it's, that's
where they literally changed the entire world because now it's a whole ghoul division in the police force.
Don't explain shit, though. This shit just popped up.
They don't tell you nothing. It's one thing to have your main character come in as a different person. Y'all done changed the fundamentals of the world.
Yeah, it's great.
And having us figure it out with little hints step by step.
Yeah, bro.
While trying to continue the story, and then that was the season that ended it. So now we're ending the story while changing the world at the same time.
I can't tell you how like quick I had to go back and rewatch season 2. Like, what did I miss some shit, bro? Like, what the fuck happened?
Because season 2, all he do is spend he spent half the season running. They just running around. Then the big conflict with ghouls is about to start, and then nothing happens.
He's another ghouls and fight niggas.
But then season 2 is when the old nigga scrap. I like the end of season 2, the old nigga scrap. That was season 2, wasn't it? The legendary ghoul nigga. He turned into that big ass.
Yeah, that's season 2.
That was hard, bro.
That shit was tough. Fuck around. That wasn't even the one-eyed ghoul for it.
I thought that was season 3 when he was in that all white place.
They was on top of the rooftop.
No, on top of the rooftop.
Yeah, that was season 2.
I fuck with the old nigga who was running the coffee shop, bro. His lore, his whole. I fuck with that was hard, bro. That's why I said I wouldn't be too mad at season 2, bro. And then Kaneki, holding the body. That and anime. Shit,
people love King Kaneki, bro.
Real nigga,
man. My dog.
I don't mess with bro in the slightest or his anime.
Shit, crazy.
That'd be my hype. But go ahead and tell your second one, Choji. Or One Piece is what you say.
Oh yeah, I just said, bro, like for hype animes I can't fuck with, bro. It's One Piece, bro. And I ain't taking nothing away from One Piece, bro. Historic run, but just like, I don't know. It's nothing about One Piece. It's almost like what I said about Black Clover, right? Where it's like, I'm watching One Piece to say I watched that bitch, bro. But it's only been like out of the 800 episodes I've seen. Like only select moments, probably I could count on one hand of times where I was really locked in and interested to what the fuck was going on, bro. A lot of that
you gotta say something, bro.
A lot of that shit was just like it was happening, and I was just like, okay, cool, this is going on, bro. Like, but it was nothing that was like, damn, this shit is like game changer right now to me. And I think for like a lot of that is because, bro, some of the character designs is just goofy as fuck. I can't get over it, bro. I never get over the skinny legs, tall, big body niggas like shaped like a pear. Like, I just don't get why they design they villains and shit like that, bro. It's a lot of that shit got to do with that. I just can't get over it, bro.
Nah, man, One Piece goaty, bro.
I'm hip, bro.
We gotta say something. Well, this is anime, bro. You can't take this slander and not say nothing.
It's not slander. It's just reason that it's just like I never got into it, bro. Like, I never was able to like understand the why niggas was so hyped for One Piece. Some of the new shit that's coming out now, like the new episodes and shit, look good, bro. But like having to get past the older animated episodes to get to that, bro, is just not. It's not something I'm able to do.
I don't know what to say, bro. I don't know, man.
That's what you done did.
I'm 1,000+ episodes in, man. I've enjoyed every moment of it. I done cried.
So do you think the fight scenes in One Piece are like that good, bro?
Nah, hold up. I do gotta agree. The fight scenes in One Piece is not good.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I would say that.
Some fights in it. It's good. It's not every fight that's good, bro. But some fights are cold, bro. Like,
most you know of me, I'm big on scraps, Wano. Bro. I'm a simple nigga, bro. I'm big on like
what
fights.
Before Wano?
What before Wano?
Yeah. What fight you talking about?
You gotta
Marine Four, bro. What are we talking about?
No. Listen to me.
What are we talking about in Marine Four?
Listen to me. Hear me out, y'all.
Loki been waiting for you to talk.
Listen to me. We all grew up watching like them niggas teleporting. We was watching dashes. We weren't watching niggas throwing actual hands and shit, like watching effects of fucking lines popping up and them niggas disappearing and showing themselves in different every 5 seconds. Like,
but we not putting nobody. Man. I don't think none of us putting Dragon Ball on like the upper echelon of fight scenes, bro. I don't.
Hold on.
We had this argument before.
But listen,
Goku versus Frieza is a good fight, though.
Would you have it in your top 10? Like the fight itself.
I thought we were just comparing it to One Piece.
Yeah, okay.
Bro.
I ain't saying top 10, but they got some good fights in Dragon Ball, now. Piccolo versus Android 17?
Coldest shits I've ever seen.
What was it? What you say, so?
The Marine Four War, bro. The Save Ace is one of the coldest shits I've ever seen.
What was the best fight in that? Yeah, what fight you referencing though?
Bro, the whole thing.
The arc was good. Yeah, we just talk about the fight.
We talking about scraps.
The Marine Ford isn't an arc. It is the entire thing. It's the fight itself, bro. Marine Ford is not an arc. That's why he's saying Marine Ford itself in those episodes is Marine Ford, the entire fight.
Okay, so what fight?
Yeah, so what fight what took place after the entire
I see we got to keep working it out. What moment?
Yeah, what was the... No, they had moments for sure. Moments was there. I'm talking about like what was a scrap that happened while they was at Marine Ford that was like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. I'm still saying fight, but I'm like, we saying that it's not an arc. I'm trying to get us all on the same page to understand, because I enjoy Marine Ford.
Yeah,
it was good to me. But we only talking about fights. That's what P brought up. That's what we talking about. What fight?
All right, the fight that included fucking Jinbei, Luffy. When that nigga Jinbei threw Luffy to the Admirals and he fought the Admirals, all them fights was cold, in my opinion. Fucking, what's that nigga name? Whitebeard. When he fought whoever the fuck he was fighting in that bitch, I forgot.
He wouldn't really. He was kind of just screaming and yelling and swinging. I mean, all right.
The most he did is when he beat Akiino ass.
He ain't really like, but it wasn't like no crazy, you know what I'm saying, choreographed, like they going back and like it wasn't a scrap.
I wasn't.
I'm not saying they don't fight. I'm saying like.
Hey, so look, okay. White Bear was on his deathbed as it was already.
Facts.
He was already dying, but.
He was beyond his prime.
Not even just that. The nigga was literally dying. He was on his deathbed. He was dying as they were speaking. Like, him getting out of his chair didn't. Only thing he could have done for real was use his quake fuke through a couple more times.
Mm-hmm.
But if that was just to save Ace and that was their plan, mm-hmm. Nigga, that was the plan. Like that was all there was to it. Like,
I see what you're saying. I'm not saying nothing about like what they had. I'm just saying we trying to figure out what was like the. You know how, like, all right, bro, like, look at the tuning exams, right? I hate using Naruto because it's just like, but I'm just like, they got the Rock Lee Gaara fight. Like, that was a fight where we was like, okay. The Naruto Neji, that was a fight where we was like, okay. And then the Gaara Naruto, like, all them shits collectively, you feel me? Like, was interpreted into one arc and we was
they
like,
fought the Sound Ninja Four.
Oh, I'm saying, what fight, where was those scraps in Marineford that had you like,
but you know what but I mean? This is the thing. This is the thing. This is the difference between Naruto and One Piece. One Piece isn't a you know just scrap metal show. Like we and I ain't saying scrap metal as in like you know trash. I'm saying like scrap metal like as in like it's a brawl. It's everything right. is about brawling. Like right. that's not One Piece at all. Right. The show itself to a certain extent, is not.
They from what I've seen, everything the band handled with fights with fists.
No, but that was part of my reasoning,
because,
though.
It's because he's a pirate, though. Like but, he's literally a pirate, but he's not. He like what they are trying to what people who are truly invested into One Piece is watching One it's Piece not the for. Fights. It's not necessarily the fights, bro.
And that's my reason. That's why that's what I'm trying to say from the jump.
It's not everybody. It's not that's everybody. All that he's saying. What?
That I was saying the fight scenes is the reason I can't get into it because the focus is not solely on the fighting. It's more so on like the storytelling aspect and shit like that. And like you said, people who really invested in the One Piece, which I am not. It's hard for me to get into because I could care less about. I mean, I'm still paying attention, but like you said, they more so focused on the storytelling aspect and the characters and all that shit. But me, like I said, a simple nigga, I enjoy scraps mixed in from time to time and like good quality scraps.
That's the thing though. Like that's where One Piece leaves all the other shows in the dirt. Is the fact that not only is Oda telling the future, he's foreshadowing everything that we're going to see later when it's actually updated and looks better. He also made a show for people who don't want to speculate anything. We can do a lot of speculation when it comes to stuff that Oda hasn't even said yet. So when we mention people that haven't been shown yet, we can come up with anything we want to then. But after it's out, there's nothing that we can say or nothing like, just like how we was talking about the Kakashi thing, him learning the Rasengan. All of that stuff is already out. You feel me? Everything about everything is already out for Kakashi. So there is nothing else for Kishi to even write about him other than he's getting older and he been chilling.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying, but like I'm just solely talking about the fights.
One Piece is carrying on because One Piece is literally the show. It's about piece. It's not necessarily that. That's the thing. Like, it's not about Luffy necessarily. That's why Luffy don't care about risking his life for other people. It's not even about him. He just wants to see the One Piece. And his crew wants to also see the same thing. They also have their own dreams that he wants to help them also achieve while achieving the conquering the One Piece.
That's beautiful.
So this is it's literally I understand, bro.
So basically what you're saying is you agree with what Choji was saying, right, in the
that's
first place.
Yeah, that's all I'm talking about. The reasons I can't get into it is because of the lack of fights and shit, and then like the fights just not being like as good as what I was hoping from that caliber of anime. With anime storytelling as good and as iconic as it is, you would think it would be, you know what I'm saying, they would take it up a notch. But as you stated,
what type of fights do you expect though? Like
I mean, look at some of the other popular shonen, like a Hunter x Hunter, a Naruto, I'm drawing a blank right here on top of my head, but like shit like that, you feel me, where they actually like,
because in Naruto, how many niggas got abilities to where they themselves are, you know, becoming fucking dragons or shit.
See, you talking about some shit way further down the line, but Naruto, they were scrapping off.
Right, what you mean becoming? What you mean becoming dragons? See,
that's way further down the line.
But because One Piece, everybody is there's different abilities and different type of like spectrums of how these abilities use. And fights and stuff like that. So
Naruto has a good spectrum of powers and abilities.
So in Naruto, you would say it'd be about the same spectrum of ability, like usage, as One Piece.
Like in terms of what are a spectrum of ability, you just saying variety.
So like for like to get back to your, like I would think I like when you ask what type of like, you know what I'm saying, quality of fights I'm looking for, like I think Bleach might have better fights than One Piece.
Bleach sure got better fights than One Piece.
I already said Hunter x Hunter. I think I think Fairy Tail might have better fights than One Piece if we keep it in the book. Like,
that's tough.
My Hero,
that's tough.
I go One Punch Man, Hero, you know what I mean? It's a lot of show, and I'm talking about they not better than One Piece, but you would think One Piece being on its scale, that's one of the top tier anime, the early stages of it at least, they would put some, you know, put a little bit more off in it to grab the interest of a casual nigga like me who there for, you know what I'm saying, like where I put who niggas who put fights high priority on their list when they seeing an anime they could fuck with, seeing if it's an anime they could fuck with, you know what I mean? Because early on, some Luffy of the fights versus
Luffy versus Lucci wasn't a good fight.
It was. That was one of my favorite fights in One Piece.
That was a good fight for One Piece.
That was but that was one, like that's that one was of my favorite fight fights.
But I'm not like, what fight would you compare that to outside of One Piece?
Inaru,
Luffy versus Inaru. What did you like, hold up? Keep it in the premise of what I'm. What are we comparing it to outside of One Piece? Of how good of a fight? Like Lucci for Luffy versus Luffy was as good as Naruto versus Gaara. That's just an example.
I didn't think Luffy versus Inaru was that good.
I didn't think it either, but I want y'all to answer.
I didn't. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm honestly trying to think. I don't think I have anything to compare to. I never thought to even compare that to anything, so I don't have a thought in my head about it.
Even if you think about it right now, though, comparison. I ain't saying like you're ranking me or it's in my top tier fights.
I'm trying to think of something to compare to, but it's nothing that I compare to.
It's not a show that we comparing shit to shit that like we all have our opinions on shows that we I can name like three shows that y'all probably would look past every time y'all seen it. And y'all wouldn't even like give two thoughts about it.
Mm-hmm. But you're saying that to say
that
what?
That I've caught up to. and they're amazing shows. I'm saying that they're amazing shows. Y'all would look right. We all have our own different ideas of what are good shows. So us talking about what shows is, you know, the worst to us, or what shows came up in our minds and fell off, and then we get to talking about those shows, it's going to end up like this every single time.
End up like what?
Like this, bro. Silence. Literally, like
not. We just waiting for. We trying to let you talk. It's not silence. We can keep talking about One Piece, but you was speaking, so we letting you talk.
All right, so let's keep talking about One Piece.
Where did because we all we asked was
so I had, Tuku so said originally he right. I gave my reasons. Fights. I give my reasons for why I said it was a hype anime. It was a good anime. It's iconic. Oh, I ain't say nothing bad about One Piece. I said the reasons I can't fuck with it, and I said like one of the reasons was because I said the fights don't draw you in. There's no. Especially because I watched One Piece last. Yeah. You feel me? I had already seen the Naruto. I had already seen the Hunter x Hunter, a Bleach. And then I started watching One Piece. And it's like the fights are kind of like they slow pace. It's a lot of one shots, steel shots, shit like that, where they just kind of he swing the arm. They stay like back and forth. Is the choreograph. I'm trying to say this shit. The choreography just don't hit like other animes. And some of the fights, like it's moments that's impactful that's actually going on in the story and leading up to the big fights, but like when the fights come around, it's kind of just like they kind of draw in the early stages.
Yeah, and it was just at that point Soul had said something, and then we asked him like, you know, what fights?
He said Marineford, and I said like, well, what fight in Marineford that you hold in a high regard? Because I watched,
and basically went in full circle to you, Sage. You basically agreeing with us, saying that One Piece not even about the fights.
Because it's not like we trying to like we.
Are you agreeing and saying that One Piece don't got good fights?
No, I'm not agreeing with that. I'm not agreeing with that at all. Like, and One Piece are from the beginning to they are now.
Mm-hmm.
I believe every single fight, every single story behind them, all the up to it, every that is are good. The bad fights are short fights.
And then good in comparison to like what you say, it's like the best One Piece does it the best.
What?
You're saying the things that you like about it is the lead ups to the fights. You giving your reason as to why you like the fights in One Piece. I'm asking you, do you think that those situations are the best, or is it the second best you've seen in anime? As Choji was just saying when he brought this up, he was comparing it to I've already seen such and such and such and such. So when I seen One Piece, it was lacking for me.
Because I grew up watching One Piece. So it wasn't like, you know, I was watching this and I was watching that. It's this and then it's that. I don't compare anime to each other because they have nothing to compare about each other. Especially those shows that came out around those times. Hunter x Hunter, One Piece, Naruto wasn't even out, so I'm not even going to Dragon Ball. Like all those shows that's shows like that. Like those shows were what American kids and teenagers wanted to watch in the early in the 90s and leading up to the 2000s. Like that was our type of show, and we watched that shit, and we watched that looked like it. So One Piece was already there in my like log catalog of shows that I was watching. So the story always came first to me. There was no oh, the fight scenes has to look this good for me to like this show. No, I don't care about it, because if the show ain't good, then I don't care about the fight scenes that's gonna come up, because I don't even want to watch the show. It's not good.
So we like, just had, yeah, we just had two different perspectives then. That's pretty much all it is. Cause we just pretty much two different perspectives on it. I'm coming from like the casual point where it's just like, I need something that's gonna pull me in and give me a reason to want to watch the show. If I'm a new viewer, not a person that's been watching it since the 90s, if I'm just now trying to get into the show, that's kind of where I'm speaking from.
Yeah, man, that'll do it, bro. That'll pretty much wrap up our first official episode of the Vibe Podcast, man. But real quick, I want y'all to let us know what y'all think, bro. How y'all feeling about the topics discussed? Is One Piece, are the One Piece fights ass? Is Demon Slayer Black Clover mid? Did Tokyo Ghoul really fall off that bad? Y'all let us know in the comments, man. At the end of the day, we just some fans of anime, bro. We not the end all be all when it comes to our opinions, bro. We just jotting out things that we would like to say about each individual animes, man. But I appreciate y'all rocking with the video, man. Appreciate y'all tapping in this far, man. And hey, if y'all got any ideas or any recommendations on how we should do the podcast going forward, anything we can improve on, go ahead and let us know in the comments, man. And don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe. Let's get it, yo.